Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again.
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
Welcome back, everybody. It is hour three of In This League on the Sports Grid and the Mightier 1090 in San Diego. I am your host, Scott Bogman. Follow me on the Twitter at Bogman Sports. I am joined, as always, in hour three by my friendo Casey Bubba at BDentric on the Twitter. Bubba, what is going on, man?
Not much, my friend. Just another beautiful night. Fun Thursday night football game. As people know, we record on Thursday night, so that's always good. And just get close to the holiday season and nowhere to go. So fun times out here in California.
Yeah, no, I mean, are you allowed to walk down to the end of your block in California? I mean, restrictions are a little crazy, right?
The restrictions are getting crazy, but it's also kind of funny because people are kind of fed up with everything and they're not really following them anymore. There's still businesses wide open. Like they're just
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and there's got to be some middle ground somewhere, I guess. There's just not right now. And the numbers are, we had a 12,000 day in Phoenix the other day. You know, it's getting crazy. It makes me wonder how basketball, like with no bubble, like they couldn't keep guys in the bubble. Danelle House was banging housekeepers. You know, Lemon Pepper Lou was going out for.
You got to get your hot wings at the strip club, man. Like you got to get your hot wings.
Yeah. Right. Like how now they've placed the rules out everywhere, of course. I don't know if they're going to get followed expressly. So
no, it's going to be tricky. Like we're seeing college basketball, like their Coach K wants to shut things down and everything. Like, and it just started, and college football each week's getting worse and worse. So it's getting wild out there, but those are college kids. We kind of expect it a little more than the pros, but I'm with you. An NBA season traveling wise, it's going to get real interesting.
Yeah, and it's funny, you know, because I obviously do basketball stuff. I was on Roto World's basketball mock the other day. I did one for HoopBall as well. And, you know, a lot of those guys that only do basketball, they haven't gone through the football stuff. They haven't gone through the baseball stuff. So this is going to be a rude awakening for people. I was asking my guy Dan Vespris, I'm like, do you want more IR spots? He's like, deeper bench. That's what I want. Deeper bench.
Okay.
Rotate. And I was like, all right. We'll see how that plays out, but it's going to definitely be interesting, but we are going to take a break. Of course, Bubba and I are going to talk a little baseball today. We are going to go over bets. We're going to talk about this Thursday night game between the Pats and Rams, so stick with us. We'll be right back with all kinds of fun stuff for you. It's In This League on the Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
It's In This League.
Buckle up, buckaroo.
All night.
Welcome back, everybody. It's In This League on the Sports Grid. Get on the grid. We're also on the Mightier 1090 in San Diego. I am joined by Casey Bubba at BDNtric on the Twitter. And Bubba, why don't you tell everyone about all your awesome work, where they can find it, what you're doing, and all that great stuff.
Well, I appreciate the kind words, Mr. Bogman. You can find me on Twitter at BDNtric as always. And my work you can find over at rotoballer.com for my written fantasy, season-long baseball fantasy and NFL DFS type work there. Bench with Bubba podcast, as always, is the flagship. We've been running twice a week again, which is good for baseball season. Position previews and other goodies there. Had David Mendelson from the Triple Play Fantasy on this last week to talk about some recent news. And then, you know, golf's taking a break, which is kind of nice. But the Fantasy Black Book, it will be available on Amazon on the 15th of December. So it is ready. It is rock and rolling. It's edited. Joe Piscopia has the final thoughts in his hands. So we are rocking and rolling.
Yeah, he said everyone got their stuff in on time. He didn't have to.
I was a day early. I was so proud of myself. I waited until the Friday before. I got one position done on Friday, one position done on Saturday, and emailed it to him on Sunday.
Look at that! Look at you.
Like we talked about it last week. When you get a zone, you can just go.
Yeah, that's very true. And for writing for me, I definitely have to be in the zone. Otherwise, I'll get distracted by some stupid thing on TV or anything else. You know, like I'll just wind up looking at my phone like, what have I been doing this for 3 minutes? 35 minutes? What? What are you talking about?
Twitter is great for that.
Yeah, Twitter. And so is Instagram. Yes. So, by the way.
Different things, but yes.
Very different things, of course. We're in the 40th round of the best ball mock. I believe that I am close. I know I'm on the clock right now. Am I taking the longest in this? Down to second longest. Okay.
You've improved.
Yeah. Yes. Frankie Stamps taking the longest. So
CBS Sports.
How has this turned out for you? Do you like your team? Did you feel like, I mean, this is a deep draft. No one is a reach here. So you can take whoever you want in round 40. It doesn't matter. I have stacked a lot of relief pitchers. So I'm hoping to get saves every other day in this league. We'll see. But how do you like your team? How do you like the build you put together so far?
It's fun. I like it so far because for those that don't know, it's a 50 rounds best ball, so no moves throughout the season. They take your best players for the week, roto style, but it's points. So it's not really a point system, but these roto stats like hits and homers, and it's more of an OBP type feel to it. So that's always good. So you need backups at each position. Obviously, there's no multi position flexibility, which is always interesting.
Yeah.
But and you need that pitching depth. You need depth everywhere, actually, because there's three utility spots. So I like it a lot. It's different though. It's definitely different. Like you said, there's really no reaches late. You can kind of take your gambles where you wish. Pitching gets really, really fun down here towards the end. You're kind of getting speculated closers maybe, or hopefully fifth starters, just because maybe they'll have a two-start week one week that rocks for you. So it's fun. This is the first league I put together. The second one I put together is in about round 15 or so now. Every time of the draft before it gets to the 25th round, I'm putting a new one together. So we keep kind of seeing how things change.
Okay. There you go.
So I have enough people signed up for like four or five leagues right now. So
nice.
We'll keep them coming through there and see how things fluctuate as we go. And it's one thing I always emphasize on Bench with Bubba and stuff is knowing the talent pool and the depth of just how you can, you know, what positions dry up faster than others is very key. And these drafts help a ton with that. So that's one reason why I like doing these, you know, $10, have a little skin in the game, have some fun.
Yeah.
And I like your John Lester pick, by the way, because if he just signs to the team and starts every fifth day, he's going to get you points one way or another.
Yeah, I picked, as we were are doing this show, pick number 474 in the draft. I get John Lester. And look, you know, pitchers pay off more in points leagues too.
Exactly.
So we'll see. I mean, my team's okay. I'm not sitting here looking at it going, yeah, this is definitely a league winner. We'll see. I like it. Yeah, you never know. That's true. So I do like, I get Nelson Cruz at outfield. I mean, it's the only time he's ever going to qualify at outfield, but I'll take it, you know,
big time
for Nelson Cruz. But, you know, Welsh and I were talking about a little bit earlier in the program here that there's been very little done in the winter meeting so far. We did have two big trades, and I do want to hear your takes on those, of course, but very little movement so far, especially with signing free agents. I feel like because of the teams and the, you know, financial restrictions that are happening, we're going to see more of these guys sign in early January and then get pushed back into early February for a lot of them. Are you with me on that? Or do you think after the winter meetings are over, we're going to get a flood of movement?
Well, there's a trend you see with these early signings. It's the White Sox, the Royals, the Angels. So the White Sox are a contender, but it's teams that don't usually spend a lot of money. So it's just more frugal teams. So they're going to go early here, hoping they can kind of get a discount on the market. Because right. What's going to happen for a lot of these bigger names that are out there, these teams that want to go for these names, we're hearing teams wanting to cut costs, all these deals. They're going to wait as long as possible to find out how many games are we playing this year. Will there be fans? How much money am I going to lose this year? All these questions before they start negotiating DEH, all these different things. So you're going to start seeing some in January or so, but I really wouldn't be shocked if it's February into March before we see a lot of activity take place where, you know, it always takes one of the big guys before the dominoes start rolling.
Right.
But I'd be shocked. Like, you might get one or two here and there, but it's going to have to be like a knock your pants off deal for one of these guys to sign because it's hard to negotiate against other teams right now when a lot of teams are kind of in a limbo.
Right. Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. I thought, you know, the two trades that happened, let's start there. Lance Lynn going to the White Sox. Do you like this fit?
Oh, it's phenomenal. It's a great number two, an innings eater. You have Giolito, and you have Keuchel who can eat innings that can help with the Ceases of the world and the other arms in that rotation, plus the young bullpen. It's a great move for the White Sox, and to me, it really elevates them to the top of the Central with the Indians trying to sell and the Twins still with some question marks. The White Sox are looking real good right now.
Yeah, they are. They are for sure. They're going to possibly get Kopech back in that rotation as well. So, and I like Dane Dunning, and I like him going to Texas. I think that's
a great move for Texas as well.
Yeah, exactly. So it worked out for everyone. And we heard of all the stuff about how Lance Lynn just wasn't going to accept a deal anywhere last year. So that was kind of funny. By the way, get your Fat Lance stickers at the ITL store on Teespring. So we have shirts, all that good stuff. So also, Raisel Iglesias getting moved to the Halos. Obviously, they had a big rotating door at the back end of the bullpen. They have for a while. How do you like this move? I think it finally shores something up for them.
Yeah, they're making moves. Like Jose Iglesias went there to play shortstop, which they needed. They're getting healthier offensively, so why not shore up the back of your bullpen? It's a spot that, like you said, a revolving door. Hansel Robles was great like a year and a half ago. He struggled last year. They probably had five or six guys at least try to save games last year. Now you got a guy that's always underappreciated, but you look at his stat lines every season. Strikeouts are there. Saves are there. Usually the ratios are great outside of one season. He's been phenomenal. So I think it's a great move for Anaheim.
Now, you said February into March, you think the big moves are going to, you know, kind of slide into that area, not even in January. So
because I think the majority of the moves, I'll say.
Majority of the moves. So, all right. So the big moves happen first, probably middle to late January. Then all the smaller pieces and majority of moves happen after that.
Yeah. That's kind of where I'd be leaning.
Because of that, do you think we're going to see more trades up until that point?
I think that's the way teams are going to do it. Like we saw Nate Lowe go from Tampa to Texas. You're going to see these teams try to build cheaply. I think it's the best way I could say it right now. That'd be the angle I'd be looking at.
And I also want to know the amount of sympathy you have for the New York Yankees, who are apparently crying poor right now.
Oh, so much sympathy. It's an insane amount of sympathy I have for them. It's like sympathy for the team that lost on Thursday Night Football this week. Just tons of
that is what we call professional transition right there. So that is great stuff, Bubba. We are, of course, going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about this big Cam Akers game. We got to talk about it. We're going to talk about how the Patriots turned into what they played last week and didn't score any points. It was a fun Thursday night game if you are not a New England Patriots fan. So we're going to do that after this break. Stick with us. We'll be right back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn. And most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, that dang old...
In this league.
Talk about www.com, you made you go click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
I don't know what you're saying, but that's what's going on, yeah.
Welcome back, everybody. It's In This League on the Sports Grid. Get on the grid. Please check out the ITL Patreon if you would. Patreon.com/ITL Army. We got all kinds of great stuff, including the Mandalorian podcast that we're doing right now. And Bubba is a episode behind. So you got to catch up, Bub. You got to catch up. You know what? Just do the 2-for-1 this week. Just do that.
Yeah. The first year, I watched them all at once. So it was awesome.
Really?
It was the best.
Yeah. That's good. It's also, I don't mind the weekly stuff.
No, I'm learning to appreciate it because I've basically turned into the full streaming service. Like I told you last week, I'm off DirecTV now. So I appreciate the new releases here and there, but there's always something great about just binging. Binging's always awesome.
Yeah, binging, like just having a veg out day and just watch TV. That's what I did with Tiger King during the core. So
you remember when that started like a decade ago?
Yeah, I know. Oh, good Lord. Yeah, it's, you know, it's funny. And by the way, we have more stuff over on our Patreon. We've got basketball rankings, baseball rankings. Welsh got minor league rankings. We got streams. We do. We got group me rooms, all kinds of great stuff. So please check it out. If you would to support In This League, we'd we'd appreciate that very, very, very much. Someone said T.Y. Hilton's first 100-yard game last week since Andrew Luck retired. And I said, oh, my God, was that like 4 years ago? He retired before last season.
Yeah.
That's when it was.
It was Brissett last year. Now Rivers. Like, it wasn't as long ago as we think. Yeah.
Yeah. Welsh is like, I thought Andrew Luck was up for the Hall of Fame this year. Like, I thought it was like 6-7 years ago. How long ago? Because 2020 is just
always aging us a lot. It's aging us big time.
Yeah. I'm even, you know, I've got thick, curly locks going on here, but some of them are gray. Especially there's a couple of my beard that are really great.
Yeah. So, welcome to the club, buddy. Welcome.
Yeah.
To the club.
Well, you know, it's still hair. So I'll take it. Thursday Night Football, the Rams up over the Patriots 24-3. And it was not this close. Jared Goff got a 1-yard touchdown, Tom Brady style, to start this game off. Then the Matt Gay kicked a field goal for them. There was what looked like a pick six, but it was a pick, and then the Patriots scored a field goal. But even before that, there was an actual pick six when Kenny Young returned one. Just one of the worst passes I've ever seen Cam Newton throw ever. And the second half scoring was a 2-yard touchdown pass from Goff to Kupp, and that was it. 24-3, your final here. Cam Newton, 9-for-16, 119 yards, a pick removed late in this game in favor of Jared Stidham. Because they're seeing that Cam Newton has an abdominal injury. He looked terrible either way. Jared Goff, 16-25, 137 yards, a touchdown and a pick. Damian Harris, 11-for-50, and he went out in this game as well. Cam Akers with the, you know, he was huge last week, and he had the majority of the snaps, but this one was a showing. 29 carries for 171 yards, also added 2 catches for 23, so just a shade under 200 total yards. Tyler Higbee, 2-for-34, Kupp, 5-for-33 and a score, Woods, 5-for-32, on the Patriots side. Not a lot going on. I mean, only 119 yards for Newton there. So 3 for 49 for Harry, 5 for 48 for Bird, 4 for 47, 1 for 2 for James White. James White did have like a big 60-yard run right before the end of the half that got called back on a hold. So hopefully you guys weren't starting him. Shouldn't have been anyway, because he's kind of dead in the water at this point. But Bubba, what did you take away from this Thursday night game?
The Patriots are who we thought they were, and Lance and Anthony Lynn let them off the hook last week. That's all I have to say. Like,
well,
this,
he didn't let them off the hook. They scored 40.
Well, he let them do something they're not supposed to be able to do, because the Patriots team's not that good. Like, Cam Newton is not the answer, folks. Like, it's very simple. But they got exposed. Yes, it was a short week. Give me whatever story you want to give me. They stayed in their same hotel. They didn't travel. Same stadium. So it's not like they had to go east-west, right, stuff like that. They're just not a good football team. They're not the same team anymore. They're tanking for Trevor. It's just not going to be tanking enough, because they're going to be like 500. They're doing the Dolphin tanking method that never works. so, hey, welcome to mediocrity, Patriots fans. It's the best way I can say it.
Ooh, yeah, I like that.
Well, trust me, it's been most of my life before I could say that. So I'm
right,
saying it's
right. Like, I mean, you could say it for a while. I mean, look, you know, the Patriots had always put a good year together. You know, they played the Bears in the Super Bowl and lost. They played the Packers against Brett Favre and lost. And then, you know, they started winning with Tom Brady. And so they always put some seasons together. But that sustained success of, you know, the Patriots are in the playoffs every single effing year, it doesn't look like that's going to come to fruition this year. We'll see. You know, 6-7 right now, they got a chance. So you can't, like, they're like cockroaches, dude. You can't count them out.
Because the difference this year, Boggs, is you got the Bills will take care of them. The Dolphins will take care of them. It's just how it goes now. They're not the top fiddle in the AFC East anymore.
Yeah, I mean, Miami and Buffalo are next on their schedule, then the Jets. So that looks Jets, like 1-2, but I'm not going to count them out yet. I want to see it done. You know, I want to see that cold, dead body laying on the slab before I count them all the way out. So
that's fair. That's fair. As Belichick can always figure some garbage out, so that's fair.
How high does Akers go next year?
He's going to go too high. Just because it's too high, not because of his talents, because it's the Rams. There's always going to be guys there in the way. It finally happened this week, which was great. But we've heard for the last like 3 weeks now that it was his backfield, and it never happened. And it finally did tonight, which was great to see. But yeah, the talent's great. It's awesome. Stay healthy, kid. It'll be good. But in the end, also, with all the weapons they have, McVay wants to throw it with Goff and company. So it's tough to rely on this kind of performance week in and week out. It worked this week because they're in such control with that defense and just shutting down the Patriots. If the Patriots were mounting any kind of offense this game, you got to believe Goff's throwing it a lot more.
Yeah, that's true. And I'm with you on, there's always going to be another back, but I do think that Akers is going to be the main back moving forward. I think Daryl Henderson is your change of pace guy. Malcolm Brown's your blocking guy. So there will be three guys there next year. But
Akers could be Gurley, like what Gurley was there, which is very fantasy viable. Like, very fantasy viable.
That's first pick overall a couple times. So you're absolutely right about that. Let's go and talk about some of these other games that are coming up for week 14. I can't believe we're already at week 14, by the way.
I am back.
It did. You know, that was very helpful for getting 2020 to go by quickly. It's at least we had football season. Yep. And the football season always seems short because it is shorter compared to all the other sports, but it is brutal. Last week, look, against the spread, Bubba, you were the stud, 10-4. So you're catching up to me. You're getting, you're only four games back of me now, 90-84 on the year. I'm 94-81. So you're right there with me. On the over-unders, you were 3-10. So the opposite, you were lamenting this to me the other day. You were sending me how many you missed by a point here, a half a point here, 2 points there. You know, a called back touchdown, a safety in the second half, all these little tiny annoyances. And yeah, it sucks. I get it.
Yeah, it's still a loss. It's still a loss. I get it. But just explain to me, people, if you took one of my favorite plays last week, Texans, Colts, over 50.5, 44 points in the half, you're pretty much counting your check. And all they do is score a safety in the second half, a single safety, 2 points. That is embarrassing. Yeah.
And that was your pick for the ITL parlay. Yep. That did not pay out.
Doing my part to keep us consistent.
Hey, you were 1 of 3. Welsh was 0 of 3. I actually was 2 of 3. Didn't get the under on the Jets and Vegas game. I would have if that last touchdown wouldn't have been caught. But c'est la vie, such is life. So let's go take a look at the games and the action that's happening this week. Arizona, a road favorite against the Giants. 2.5-point favorites the Cards are here. 45.5 is the over in this game, Bub. What are you going to do with the Cardinals and Giants?
If Kyler Murray was healthy, I would just be all over Arizona. I just don't know how healthy he is. It's been a couple weeks in a row now. It's been ugly. We saw the Rams go into town and get their thing done last week. I'm going to take the Giants. Danny Dimes back under center this week. This team just went into Seattle, got the job done. They've been playing really good football lately. I got them winning this game. Take the +2.5, but take the over. There'll be some points in this game, but Giants win it outright.
All right, so we went opposite here on the over-under. I took the under just because I don't think Murray looks right and he's not running. Welsh took Arizona and the over. So that's where we all stand on that game. That's going to be a fun one. One of the better early games of the week. Of course, I have to go back to my friend's login because my game is the Sunday night game this week. So I got to go back to, that's aggravating. Dallas at Cincinnati. Dallas, a 3.5-point road favorite. Again, 42.5 is the over in this game.
This is the week of the revenge narrative, folks. We got the red rifle heading into Cincinnati with the Cowboys, and he's going to lose. Cincinnati +3.5. Give me the over in this one. It's an ugly football game, but somehow Dallas is going to really step on the banana peel here. Cincinnati in the over.
You're taking Brandon Allen or Ryan Finley? Really?
Yep. Have you seen Dallas play football lately?
I have. Here's the stat that has me taking Dallas. Fourth highest pressure rate in the NFL. Dallas Cowboys.
Yes, not good.
Cincinnati, their offensive linemen wouldn't even get up off their asses in the fight last week. So, and Jonah Williams went to the IR this week as well. I don't know. This is an ugly game. This is one that
I wouldn't bet with your money.
Well, I would be okay betting Dallas. But what I will say is I don't want to watch this game, so I wouldn't bet it. This is an ugly football game. This is a Tuesday game. This is a Wednesday game. This is even a Thursday night game.
You know
this
all about the bad game, don't you?
I know all about them. So, yeah, they're great. I love having 5 days to prep for Washington, and they have 10 because we were both supposed to play.
There's built-in excuses.
They were terrible, and they have all the injuries on defense now. Spillane, Vince Williams just got COVID, Bud Dupree out for the year with the ACL, but I thought we were going to get another game in here, but we got to hit a break. When we come back, we're going to wrap up Bubba's picks for week 14 and then get the parlay in. So stick with us. We'll be right back after this. It's In This League on the Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Chris Welch
said you were coming.
What else did he say?
He said you were the best in the parsec.
Scott Bogman,
former Imperial sharpshooter.
That's not saying much.
I wasn't a stormtrooper, wise ass.
Please excuse his lack of decorum.
In This League.
This is the way. Stop touching things.
Welcome back, everybody. It's In This League on the Sports Grid. Get on the grid. I'm your host, Scott Bogman. Follow me on the Twitter at Bogman Sports. Follow Bubba at BDentric. Bubba, we are going to be doing our Deck Our Balls special for ITL next week. So that is going to be a lot of fun. We have some stuff planned, but I always feel like the best stuff that happens is the unplanned stuff. So
yes, always.
Welsh has a little drinky drinky. I have a little gummy gummy. It's going to be a lot of fun. So
it's like two bears, one cave meets ITL.
A little bit. Yeah, exactly. It's going to be like that with presents for us. So by the way, the Welsh, getting super jealous on all the shows recently. He's like, how many packages do you have again? And I was like, like six. It's like, I have two, and one's for you. And I was like, well, I don't, you know, and he's like, you're more likable. And I, every time he says that, I'm never going to say, oh, no, you're, I always say, yeah, that's true. So, you know,
the presidents speak for themselves.
But that dumbass, he told us today in the hour one of this show that he forgot to change his Amazon address when he moved. So people buying stuff off the list on Amazon have been going to the wrong house. So hopefully that stuff all comes in time. We'll see. But it is going to be a lot of fun regardless of if he has his presents on time or not. It's still going to be a great time. So let's wrap up these week 14 games here. We only got two in. So Denver at Carolina. Carolina is a 3.5-point home favorite. 46.5 is the over in that game.
Give me the home team, Carolina Panthers, Teddy Bridgewater, no Christian McCaffrey, unfortunately. They have a slew of COVID problems in Carolina, but it looks like most of them will be available come game day. Anytime you can pick on Drew Lock, you do it. So give me Carolina. Give me the under in this one as well. Carolina and the under.
Carolina and the under. I went Carolina. I took the over just because their defense isn't that great. So we will see on that one, but we're both on Carolina for that one. How about Houston at Chicago? Houston, a 1.5-point road favorite. 45.5 is the over on that one.
This is a tough one for me, but I'm going to go Houston. Give me the better quarterback in Deshaun Watson. Find a way to win, even on the road. Give me Houston and the over in this one.
I went with Chicago. I think, look, the offense played good last week, played well against Detroit, and they did have the fumble and lost the game. But I said this to Welsh. He didn't really buy it, but I said, wouldn't it be great for Chicago if Trubisky beat Watson? Like, you get all these complaints all the time because you passed up Mahomes, you passed up Watson to take Trubisky, and he hasn't worked out. Wouldn't it be great for them? I mean, it doesn't mean much in the long run, but wouldn't it be great if Trubisky just
as a Dolphins fan, I'm rooting for Chicago.
Yeah, you definitely want Houston to lose every single game. Yep. Their pick's going to be way better than yours. Speaking of your team, Kansas City at Miami. Kansas City, a 7-point favorite, 49.5. This one closed too. This opened up, I think Kansas City was 9.5-point favorites, but because they haven't been covering, the Dolphins are coming back down the road here. So how do you see this one going?
Give me Miami +7 at home, covering the spread, losing the game. Kansas City wins, Miami covers, and give me the over in this one. I just can't take a Chiefs under. I'm sorry, people. I just can't do it. I don't care how good Miami's defense is. Give me Miami in the over.
I also took Miami. Joe and Welsh both on Kansas City this weekend.
They could deck these balls too.
What does this have to close to for you to take KC?
It'd have to be down to like 3-4.
3-4? Okay.
I think it's like a field goal type game.
I think another 0.5 I'm on Kansas City. That hook though gets.
Oh, the soccer hook?
Yeah, the hook. So mine's not big enough to have a hook. So I don't know anything about hooks. Minnesota, Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay, a 6.5-point favorite, 51.5 coming off the bye for them. But Minnesota playing really well on offense, specifically Kirk Cousins on a nice hot streak here. So how do you see this one going?
Lots of points in this one. So give me the over. Give me Minnesota keeping it within a touchdown here. So give me Minnesota and the over.
I took Tampa Bay coming off the bye. Brady off the bye. But I'm much more confident in the over. So taking the over as well. This one, Tennessee at Jacksonville. Tennessee -7.5 on the road. 52.5 is the over in this game. How do you see this one playing?
I see Derrick Henry running for over 200 yards in this game. Like, going to go absolutely bananas on Jacksonville. Give me Jacksonville +7.5. Give me the over. Tennessee wins, but Jacksonville covers.
Jacksonville covers again, and you said the over?
Yep, the over. There'll be a lot of points. These teams always play pretty entertaining games, actually.
Yeah, I mean, I think I was reading a PFF article this week, and it was showing the Derrick Henry in the last 2 years in the second game against Jacksonville. It's like 153 yards, and then the other one was the big Thursday night game where he had 200. He had the 96-yard touchdown, and he had like 3 or 4 touchdowns and 200-something yards. So I'm with you on the points, but I think because of the running of Derrick Henry, I'm going to take the under on this. And I also took Tennessee. I think they got to be angry about what happened last week. But I like Tennessee, but they have not been able to put any pressure on the quarterback since Clowney went down. So this could be a high scoring one. I don't have a ton of confidence, but I do like my most confidence is buying Derrick Henry in DFS this week. That's my most confidence.
Big time, big time.
How about the Colts on the road against the Raiders? The Colts are 3-point road favorites. 51.5 is the over here.
Give me the Raiders +3 and give me the over. We don't get a safety only in the second half of this game. We will get points in this game. Raiders +3. Raiders win this game outright, but Raiders +3 and the over.
My lock of the week is the Colts -3. So I am not with you on this one at all.
You're Raiders, on a lot of things this week.
Raiders almost lost to the Jets last week.
Hey, tomato, tomato.
What? What? That doesn't even make sense. They almost lost to the Jets.
I'm calling my plays like Chris, like Greg Williams does. Okay, so just let it go. I'm blitzing everybody here.
Oh man, look, the Raiders could, if Derrick Henry gets back to throwing the ball downfield. Nope. But I mean, Derrick Henry, Derek Carr. What if any Derek back there gets to throwing the ball deep? They can win, but I don't. I don't see how they win. So I'm very surprised you took Vegas, but that's okay.
Well, here's your John Madden point of the day. They score more points than Indianapolis. That's how they win.
Okay. Thanks, man. the Jets at Seattle. Seattle, a 13.5 point home favorite. 46.5 is the over in this game. How does this one go?
Give me the Jets and give me the over in this one. Jets over, Jets cover, because Seattle can't play any defense at all. So Jets over.
Lock step. I'm also taking the Jets. I can't believe we're on the Jets. I mean, this is not good, right? We're on the Jets the same week. So
I was on them last week. Let's keep going, baby. Fly.
Yeah. I mean, look, they look good. And Seattle's not clicking on all cylinders right now. It's not just
Russ
that.
Not cooking. Russ is more like a easy bake oven right now, not so much like air fryer.
The defense is playing better, too. They've actually been pretty good against the past last month or so, but. I'm not going to take him. Not when that offense isn't clicking. I mean, look, the Jets could easily be a slump buster, so I wouldn't be shocked. Atlanta at the Clippers here, the Chargers. Atlanta -2.5, 48.5 is the over.
Talk about two teams that know how to screw a good thing up. So this is a really, really tough one. I'm going Chargers in this one because they are not a team that should be losing 45-0. They're better than this. They're at home. If there's any integrity left in that locker room, they figure this out against Atlanta at home. So give me the Chargers and give me the over in this one.
No, you've taken one under so far. Just, you know.
Yeah, I know. That's
not that you have to take more. You can pick all the games.
That's how I roll.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to make sure.
Coming up right now.
Yeah, sometimes you like to even them out here, but don't have to. I'm just letting you know. Green Bay is a 7.5-point road favorite on the road against the Detroit Lions, 55.5. As our highest over of the week. How do you see this one going?
This hurts me as a big Aaron Rodgers fan. Give me Detroit +7.5. Green Bay gets it done, but this is one of those divisional games where I think it's very entertaining and a very good shootout. So give me Detroit and the over in this one. I think it's a very, very good game. Lots of points to be had.
I am also taking, I'm going to take the under, but I am taking Green Bay in this game. But I tell you what, I almost put this in my parlay and then I didn't because of the divisional game. So I'm not that shocked that you're taking Detroit, even though I am not rolling with you. I'm taking Green Bay. New Orleans at Philly. New Orleans, a 7-point road favorite. 44.5 is the over on this one. How do you see this one going?
Jalen Hurts going crazy. Give me Philadelphia +7 and the under because it's two quarterbacks that run, punt. So it's going to be fun.
Wow. Taking Jalen Hurts, huh?
I'm taking +7. Saints win the football game because it's the Eagles, but I'll take a full touchdown with a game that's slowed down so much with two quarterbacks trying to run the football.
I'm not going to take an Oklahoma quarterback in his first start. So give me New Orleans.
That's what Vegas loves to hear when people go to the window. Just because he plays for Oklahoma, I'm going to take him.
Give me the over. Give me New Orleans. Taysom Hill's been, you know, progressively getting better.
Good.
He's progressively getting better every week. I'm not warming up on him, but. I'll warm up on him beating the over here. So how about Washington at San Francisco? San Francisco, a 3.5-point home favorite. 43.5 is the over in this game.
Alex Smith returning back to the Bay. Oh, wait, no, he's going to Arizona for this game. Thank you. That's right. Give me the Niners -3.5 and give me the under in this game.
Niners in the under. You and Welsh lockstep. I'm going Washington in the over. I think, look, I am completely biased in this one. And my bias is I just watched Washington tear down my perfect season. So I do believe in them, but losing Antonio Gibbs is a pretty big piece. So we'll see if he plays this weekend. I am doubting it, but maybe we'll see. Also no Josh Jacobs for the Raiders, by the way. So just if you want to revise that at any point, you tell me. Pittsburgh at Buffalo. Buffalo, a 2.5-point home favorite. 46.5 is the over in this game.
Josh Allen keeps those MVPs rolling. AFC East champion Buffalo Bills -2.5 and the over in this one.
So is this like a steamrolling because the Steelers are not clicking on all cylinders?
This is at least a touchdown for the Bills.
Okay. Yeah. Look, I could see it happening. The Steelers are not playing good football right now. They had 8 drops in their game on Monday. You know, they have 10 more than any other team. Spillane's out. Vince Williams is out. So both middle linebackers and the edge rusher, Bud Dupree, all out of this game. So it is not looking good for Pittsburgh right now, but I'm going to take them. They're my boys. They're going on the road. I'm going to take them because I really don't like that difference in prep time for Washington and Pittsburgh, and Washington still barely won. So I think with equal prep time, I still think the Steelers are really good.
Buffalo and Washington are not the same football team.
That is true. That is true. But we've seen Buffalo go through ups and downs, but they seem to be peaking right now. So we'll see. Baltimore at Cleveland on Monday. This is such a good Monday night football game. Baltimore, 1.5 road favorite. 46.5 is the over here. How does this one play out, Bob?
This is for you and all the tears you want to see. Cleveland, +1.5 and the over. Monday night football. We're running around. We're doing the just celebration Baker Mayfield all over Monday Night Football. Oklahoma Sooners, baby. Take it.
Baltimore in the under for me. And I'm not kidding. And this is what I said. This is the Baker Mayfield. This is what Baker Mayfield does. He pumps everybody up with a 5-touchdown game, and then he throws no touchdowns and 3 picks in the next game. This is vintage Baker Mayfield. I hope that the Browns beat the Ravens. I'd love to see the Browns get in the playoffs and the Ravens not get in. I would love it, but let me see it first. Let me see it first. I will believe it when I see it. I have not seen it yet. Therefore, I will not believe it. We are going to take a break. When we come back to end out the show, we're going to get KC Bubba's 3-team parlay and the one he is adding to the ITL parlay. And we will give that to you right after this break. So stick with us. We'll be right back after this. It's In This League on the Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In This League.
I thought we were going to be just friends.
What? Friends listen to
In This League.
In the dark.
Welcome back, everybody. You hear Endless Love. You know what that means. It is the end of the 3-hour tour here with In This League on the Sports Grid. It is over with for this week. Before we get to the very bitter end, though, we have got to take a look at KC Bubba's 3-team parlay this week. We haven't hit this in a while. You've hit 2. I've hit 1. Welsh has hit 0. So let's hear what your 3-team parlay is for this week. What do you got?
It feels weird because each week I'm like, the slate's not as great as they were early in the season feels wise. But this week I'm taking the Minnesota over 51.5. And then that one. So that'll be part one. And then part 2 and 3 come in the same football game. As we're going Buffalo -2.5 and the over 46.5. Buffalo wins at home against the Steelers.
Buffalo Pittsburgh over, you said.
Buffalo Pittsburgh over. Buffalo -2.5 and the Minnesota game over.
And which one are you adding to the 3-team parlay? So far, Welsh has New Orleans -7. I have the Colts -3. Which one are you adding?
Buffalo Pittsburgh over 46.5.
Buffalo Pittsburgh.
I won't make you have Buffalo -2.5 in the ITL parlay. That would be cruel and unusual.
Hey, you know what? If that's where the money's going, that's where the money's going.
Take the over. They're both going to hit. So we just win this way, and you're cool with it.
That's right. That's right. Well, James Conner's got to get he's got to get the run game going for Pittsburgh because it has been non-existent with Benny Snell, and the offensive line hasn't looked great. So they gotta put these guys in better
position. If it doesn't work, you can go drink wine with Dez, so it's cool.
Oh my God, what a mess, dude. What a complete mess. I wasn't even gonna bring it up. We talked about it a little bit earlier, but I mean, Dez was gonna quit, and then he's not gonna quit, and then he had Corona, and then he tested negative twice, and then they put him on the COVID list. So I don't know what the hell's going on with that dude. So I don't know. I felt like he's being a bit of a crybaby for not being able to play in the Cowboys thing, but I get it. Like, this is why you came back. It was to make a statement in this game, and it didn't happen for you. So I don't know. I'm kind of on the fence on if I really hated his crybabiness or not, or if it was deserved. So what do you deserved or not, real quick?
Not deserved, but very entertaining.
You know what? We'll take it. I'll take in 2020. We'll take entertaining. That is for sure. So that is going to do it for us. Follow us on Twitter at Bogman Sports for me, at BD Entrick for Bubba, at Is It the Welsh for the Welsh. And we will see you guys next week. Good luck in all your bets. Take it easy, everybody.
Build digital-first customer relationships with Salesforce Digital 360. Connect every marketing, commerce, and digital experience on a single platform. Innovate fast with easy-to-launch sites, campaigns, and apps. That's more relationships, more revenue, more return, and more success. Salesforce Digital 360. Hear from our customers at sfdc.co/digital360.